The number of reasons why it is that Yosef HaTzadik was Nifter Kodem earlier than any of the other Shvatim. Why was Yosef's life seemingly cut short? The Gemara tells us, Mipnei Ma Yosef Kodem Meis Kodem Le'echad. Why did Yosef die prior to his brothers? Says the Gemara, Mnei Shehinig Atzmo Birabonus. Since he was in charge over them, therefore, to some degree, he was held accountable for that, and therefore he was taken earlier. The Medrash Rabbah says, "Lama meis Yosef ibnei Echav? Why did he die before his brothers?" Rebbe v'Rabbanan. Rebbe Amr al Shachonat es Aviv, because he embalmed his father, and that was inappropriate. V'Rabbanan Amri Karav l'Chamisha Pa'am Yehuda Omer Avdecha Avi Avdecha Avi. He kept hearing Yehuda say, "My father, your servant." Therefore, and that was inappropriate. It was his father after all, so therefore he was punished. And the Medrash says, "V'Shameya V'Shosek." He listened to it and he was quiet. Eser pa'amim amru b'nei Yaakov Yosef avdecha avinu. If you count all the other brothers, it's 10 times. V'shama Yosef is a davar v'shasak. V'shtika kehoida damiot lefichach niskatzru meyam mechayav eser shanim. Connected those 10 times, therefore 10 years was cut off of his life. But in this week's parasha, we have a suggestion from Targum Yonison ben Uziel. Unbelievable Targum Yonison ben Uziel. Targum Yonison ben Uziel writes as follows. She Yosef Atzadik Nischayev, Sheyu Shenosav Mikutzaros. He was chayev to have his life shortened. Upachos Mikol Echov. He lived the shortest of all the brothers. Mipnei Shakasher Pagash Yaakov is Yosef. When Yaakov met Yosef in this week's parasha, Va'adayin Lohikiru. And Yaakov still didn't realize who it was, that it was Yosef. Hishtachev Elo Yaakov B'choshvo Shehu Paro. Yaakov bowed down to him, thinking that in fact, Yosef was actually Paro. V'hayelo liYosef lahakdim shliach lefanav. Yosef should have sent a shliach in front to Yaakov, tell him that the person that's coming is not the Melech Mitzrayim, but the Mishnah LeMelech. It's Yosef. And therefore Yaakov would know that he didn't have to bow down. Shemayaka Shayiro, so Yaakov Yodilo Shu Yosef Viloparo. He should have told him right away, sent someone ahead of him to tell him that it was in fact Yosef and not Paro, and Yaakov would know he wouldn't have to bow down. Umemelo Yishtachavelo. Ume Acheshahulo Osakane, and since he did not do that, Niskatru Shnos Chayav, his life was cut short. Vilachin Bocha Yosef Al Sheishtachavelo Aviv Yaakov. Continues the Targum Yonison ben Uziel and says that's why Yosef was crying. We know what Rashi tells us based on Chazal, that he was crying over the Batei Mikdash. They were crying each over the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan that was in the respective Rishuyos. Says the Targum Yonison, no, why was he crying? Balzen Nischayv Liyoshnoisev Ketuim Perish Nichrosim, and that's why he was crying. Kabed Esavicha V'Yasimecha, you get a longer life if you respect them, but this was considered to be a Chisoron in Kabed Esavicha V'Yasimecha, that his father bowed down to him, and therefore Yosef was crying over the fact that his father bowed down to him. This is the pshat of
10 years. This doesn't explain the 10 years, though.
Doesn't explain the 10 years, correct.
He said it had 5 years, but the Melitz was the Menashe's. He said it. He was the
Melitz. Uh-huh. Okay. Targum Yonison doesn't say that part, yeah. But okay, you could say
different. The 10 years.
Okay. So the question is, however, if Targum Yonison ben Uziel is correct, so then we have another question, and that is, this is not a surprise. This is not a surprise that Yaakov would be bowing down to Yosef. After all, don't we know, don't we have a hint to this? Don't we know this is going to be happening? We had the dreams, in Parshas Miketz, we learn about the dreams that Yosef, in Parshas V'yeshev, we learn about the dreams that Yosef had, and one of the dreams we know was everyone bowing down to Yosef. One of the dreams was the brothers bowing down. The other one of the dreams was everyone, even Yaakov, was bowing down, and no one says anything about that, how it was inappropriate for Yaakov to be bowing down. So this was just the kiyum of the chalomos. This was just the kiyum of the dreams. So why is it that Targum Yonison ben Uziel over here sees this as a problem? The dream already showed that there would be bowing down. Yaakov would be bowing down to Yosef. For whatever reason, that was part of the dream. The Rishonim already write, the Ramban already writes that the dream was ke'ein a nevuah. And therefore, so that's what Yosef saw. Yosef thought that this was part of the kiyum of the dream, that Yaakov would be bowing down to him. Why is this considered to be a chet, something that Yosef HaTzadik is held accountable for? So perhaps the idea is as follows. We've suggested many times, based on the Sefer Chavetz Chaim HaSharon, a fascinating idea. which really sounds like it's a mito shel Torah. The Chavetz Chaim explains, based on the Rishonim, it's all based on the Rishonim, that we know that there's a stark difference between the Chalomos of Yosef and the Chalomos of Paro. When it comes to the Chalomos of Paro, Yosef tells him, really, it's all one dream. Why did it repeat itself? It repeated itself because it's going to happen very quickly. We don't see such a similar thing when it comes to Yosef. Yosef also had two dreams. Why don't we say the repetition in the dream indicates that it will happen right away? And we know it didn't happen right away. It was many, many years later. So why isn't it considered? If you're telling me repetition of a dream means that it's going to happen quickly, so the same thing should be by Yosef, as Yosef understood when it came to Paro. This is what the Rishonim already asked this question. The Rashbam says, since it didn't happen in the same night, so therefore it wasn't considered to be repetition of the dream. But the Chavetz Chaim Hasharon explains differently. He explains based on the Ramban, a beautiful Ramban. The Ramban tells us in Parshas Miketz as well. We know that in last week's Parsha, we had the brothers coming down to Yosef, and Yosef recognizes the brothers. Vayakirem, the pasuk says, he recognizes them, but he doesn't tell them who he is. Vayidaber itam kashos, and he speaks to them very harshly. Vayomer lehem, me'ayin boshem. Vayomru me'eretz kenan lishbar ochel. Vayakir Yosef es ochev vehem lo kihikiru. They didn't recognize him. Vayizkar Yosef es achaloymoiz. He remembers the dreams he had. Asher cholam lehem vayomer lehem raglam atem, and then he goes and accuses them. What does it mean that he remembers the dreams he has? So Rashi says he remembers the dreams he has because one pasuk earlier we have vayishtachav lo apayim arza, that he bowed down, says Rashi, and this is what it means that he remembers the dream, aleim v'yodesh niskaimu, that the dreams were fulfilled, they were completed, they were fulfilled, sharei hishtachav lo, because they bowed down, you see that the dreams were fulfilled. Comes the Ramban and says, absolutely not. It doesn't mean he remembers the dreams because the dreams were fulfilled. On the contrary, the dreams were not fulfilled, says the Ramban. Says the Ramban, ulefidaiti shadover behepich, just the opposite is true. Ki yoymer akosu ki bir'oz Yosef ve'echa mishtachvim lo zocha kol ha'chalomos. When he sees the brothers, he remembers the dream, and he remembers that that first dream had all of the brothers bowing down to him. And now he sees the brothers here, but Binyamin's not there. He remembers that the keim of the dream still did not happen, because we don't have Binyamin. That's why he has to go back and make sure they bring Binyamin with him. Says Rabban Ki Yudeya Bipisronim, Kol Echav Yishtachav Ulo. Even Binyamin, B'tchila Min HaChalom HaRishon, V'hine Enachnu Me'almim Alumim Ki Anachnu, Yirmoz L'chol Echav, Echadas are all 17. So Ramban says, Yosef HaTzadik knew that this could not be the keim of the dream. That's why he sends back for Binyamin, because to have the keim of that first dream, you need all of the brothers to come back and to bow down. Every single one of them. But based on this, says the Chavetz Chaim, we understand something else, because it's very bothersome. We know all the Mefarshim ask, why is Yosef waiting so long? Just go back and tell your father what's going on over here, all the tzar. Why is Yosef waiting so long? So the Ramban tells us over here, because Yosef knew that both dreams were nevuah, and the dreams had to be mikuyamo. So therefore, first time he had to get 12 brothers. The first dream was 12, all 11 brothers bowing down to him, Binyamin. He had to get down Binyamin here without his father coming, because the first dream had to have the brothers bowing down to him, and then only the next dream had his father. So how did he divide up? Therefore, he couldn't tell his father, because then automatically everyone would come down. But you see something fascinating. One of the major differences, the biggest difference between the two dreams, explains the Chavetz Chaim, is that in the first dream, what is the dream? The dream is that their bundles of wheat are bowing down, Yosef says, to my bundle of wheat. In the second dream, it's the stars, the sun, and the moon are bowing down, Yosef says, to me. I'm not represented by a star. I'm not represented by anything. Me, Yosef says, I was in the middle, they bowed down to me. Says the Chavetz Chaim, this is the pshat, because the first dream, Rabbi Yosef understood, it has to be that they're bowing down to him, not knowing that he's Yosef. He's just another bundle of the weed. They can't recognize him yet. He has to get all 11 brothers down here to bow down to him before they even realize that he's Yosef. That's what the dream says. I'm just a bundle in the middle. You don't realize that I'm Yosef. It has to be before they're mocker him. But the second dream that comes with Yaakov bowing down, that's after he was revealed already. The second dream, two totally separate dreams. This wasn't a repetition. It wasn't the same dream twice. No, two totally separate dreams referring to two totally separate events. In the first event, all 11 brothers bowing down to Yosef, without realizing that it's Yosef. Yosef is anonymous. The second dream is the father, also Yaakov, also bowing down to him. But this time he knew that it was Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is in the middle. And therefore, Yosef couldn't go ahead and tell Yaakov because the brothers had to come down and bow down to him before he even knew, before they even know that it was, in fact, Yosef. If this is the case, so now we might have an answer to the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel. This means that when Yaakov's coming down, to bow down, when Yaakov's going to bow down to Yosef, and he's going to be Mekayim that second dream, it had to be with him understanding that this was Yosef. If he didn't know that it was Yosef, it wasn't a Kiyum of the dream. So therefore, Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel is saying, this is not the Kiyum of the dream, because Yaakov at that time didn't realize that it was Yosef. He thought he was bowing down because it was the Melech Mitzrayim with Paro. According to Midrashim, he would even borrow Paro's own crown that looked like the Melech Mitzrayim. So this couldn't be a Kiyum of the dream. In fact, the Kiyum of the dream wouldn't happen till next week, Parsha, when it says Vayishtachavulo, when Yaakov Avinu bows down to Yosef. That's the Kiyum of the dream, and he knows it's Yosef. Because the Kiyum of the second dream has to be whoever's bowing down to Yosef realizes that it's Yosef. So don't tell me Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel says this is the Kiyum of the dream. It's not the Kiyum of the dream, because when Yaakov bowed down to Yosef this time, he didn't understand that it was Yosef. He wasn't doing it as Betoras Yosef. He thought it was Melech Mitzrayim. Therefore, it cannot be the Kiyum of the dream. If it's not the Kiyum of the dream, Yosef, what right do you have to have your father be bowing down to him? You should have told him before. And therefore, you wouldn't have this extra time where he bowed down to him. But I believe that it's a little bit deeper than that as well. It's not simply that Yosef was taken to task for allowing his father to bow down to him. But in fact, these two dreams represent two separate things. As the Beis Halevi tells, we've discussed many times in the past, the Beis Halevi explains that each dream, the dream of the wheat and the dream of the stars, represents the Hatzlacha that Yosef would have in two different realms. He would have Hatzlacha, success in the physical realm, in the realm of financials, and that is represented by the wheat. He was the one giving out food to the entire society, to the entire world of the time. And then bowing down to Yosef was in a recognition that Yosef would be at the height of the world in terms of physical ownership over different assets, different countries, different food items. That was Yosef bowing down, being bowed down to Yosef as a bundle of wheat. The other dream, the second dream, represented Yosef as being the leader of the family in terms of Ruchnius as well. So perhaps the idea is as follows. When Yosef came and Yaakov came down and bowed down to Yosef this time, this parasha, he wasn't bowing down to Yosef because Yosef was the leader in Ruchnius, the leader of the Mishpacha. He didn't even know it was Yosef. He thought it was Paro. He's bowing down because it was Melech Mitzrayim. He was the king. It was a political bowing down. He was subjugating himself because he was a political power. That's not a kiyum of the second dream. The second dream is only mekuyim when Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, you're going to be my bechor, you're going to be my spiritual heir. Right before in Parshas Vayechi, he makes him his spiritual heir, he makes him the bechor, he says, you're going to bury me. So then he's bowing down to him, not because of his physical stature, his stature in the political world. Then he's bowing down to him because of his spiritual stature, which is the kiyum of the second dream. Therefore, he wasn't taken to task for that bowing down, for the second time Yaakov bowed down to him. But he was taken to task for the first time, because that had nothing to do with the dream. That could have been avoided, as the Targum Yonis Ben Uziel says. He should have sent word to him before, so that Yaakov would have never bowed down when they first met.